Hello, my name is Crochet. Return your call for customer support. How may I help you?
Hello?
Yes, ma'am.
Hello?
There you are. My name is Rosalie Worley, and you guys have put a charge on my bank account that I don't know why.
Okay, ma'am. What's your address?
6009 Flat Slate Drive, Killeen, Texas, 76542.
Okay. I have your account. I'm waiting for it to load up.
So what is this charge for?
I have to wait on your account to load up so I can tell you. I can't see
it. Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Because this says music, and I didn't buy any music from anybody.
Good morning.
There's actually two charges, one for $54.95 and another one for $7.95. How are you this morning?
I'm okay. I see one for $7.45. Let me see what it was for.
Now, this says $7.95.
Okay, well, let me come
and then $54.95.
I'm still here, ma'am. It's moving slow.
I'm sorry?
I said I'm still here. The system's moving slow.
Of course it is. We get so spoiled by computers that when they slow down, we get frustrated with them.
Okay, so you said it was $7.95?
There's one for $7.95 and one for $54.95.
I don't see that charge. I see that they tried to charge you $92.90, but it declined.
What was it for?
The E-Rex. FX, let me see.
The what?
I'm trying to see now.
Because I really think someone's gotten hold of my bank account number. Because I haven't ordered any music.
Ma'am, that's Mel Enhancement. E-Rex.
It's what?
Yes, ma'am. They're Mel Enhancement pills. It shows you ordered them back in September.
No, dear. My husband died a year and a half ago, and he had leukemia. There is no way I've ordered male enhancement anything.
Well, did you go online or anything?
No. There is no reason for me to have male enhancement pills of any sort. My husband had leukemia for 5 years before he died. He was 72 years old when he died, and he's been gone a year and a half, almost 2 years in January. So there is no way that I ordered this. No way.
Okay, well, it shows right here that you've ordered it, and you've ordered two of them.
No, I have not. I think I remember something about this a long time ago, and I had to go through my bank and have it have a fraud case put on it. So I need you to cancel that and refund my money.
Well, I can't refund your money.
Why not?
Because it's all charges are valid.
All charges are valid? Obviously, it's not valid.
Yes, ma'am, it is, because they charged you for the product.
No. I have not received the product. I did not order the product. I need this refunded, or I will go through my bank and have it taken care of, and I will contact the FTC, because I know the Federal Trade Commission is on cases like this.
Okay, well, as a courtesy, I can do 35% back of the charge.
No, no, no. I want all of it, or let me talk to a supervisor.
I can do 50% back.
No. I want all of it back. I did not order it.
I know, ma'am, but as a courtesy, I can do 50 back.
50 what? 50%? No.
Mm-hmm.
No. Courtesy or not, I didn't order it.
What about 75%?
No, dear. I want the whole amount back. The fact that you're willing to give me 35, 50, 75% tells me right there that you know this is not a valid charge. I want all of my money back, or I will have to take more steps. I mean, that's just all there is to it.
Okay. So what was the charge?
It was $54.95 and seven, hang on, $54.95 and $7.95. So let me see what that is together. I'll figure it up for you. $54.95 and $7.95. That is $62.90. Are you there?
Yes, ma'am. Well, I just spoke with my manager, and you don't have a $54.95 charge. We charged you $91.81 two times. Well, one time we charged you $92.90. The second time we charged you $91.89. We don't have a $54.95 charge on you, ma'am.
Well, it's sitting on my bank account. That's how I got your telephone number, because your company name and the telephone number are on my bank account. And if you charged me $90-something dollars in the past year and a half, I just didn't catch it because I was going through so much with my husband's death. So you lucked out on that, because I never received any pills. So you just lucked out and scammed me out of $90. But I want this $62.90 back. Immediately.
Ma'am, we can't. We don't have it up here. We only have the 92 and the 91.
Well, then fine. Give me the 92 back if that's what you want to do. But either way, I want my money back.
Okay, I will give you the
money. I'm letting you get off. I'm letting you get off with $62.90. If I have to go back in my records and find out that you charged me over $90 two times, then I will definitely take that to the FTC. I'm 70 years old, but I'm not stupid. So you can give me back the $62.90, or you can deal with the, what is it going to be, $200-something that you say you charged me, plus the $62.
Okay, I'm giving you your $90 charges back, but I don't, that other charge must be a company, ma'am. I promise you I do not see a price of that up here.
You do not see the $54.95 charge?
No, ma'am. I promise you I don't.
That's very interesting, because it shows up on my bank account, and it would not show up on my bank account. But if you give me the 90 back, then I'll be fine with it.
Okay. Yes, ma'am.
So now what do we have to do to get that done?
I'm getting it canceled right now, so it won't recharge your card again.
That's okay. So it won't recharge the card. What about the $90 that you got?
I got to give you your cancellation number, and then I'm going to get your refund back to you, and it should take six to seven business days.
All right.
I'm still here, ma'am. I'm getting your refund fixed.
She hung up and they should have called her back and they didn't get the refund. The whole thing. I don't know why she's saying 155 because. Tell her what she paid and what was 118 were refunded. There is no 199 charge.
Okay, are you ready for your cancellation number?
Yes, I am.
C as in cat. 258-342-276.
Okay, C as in cat. 258-342-276.
Yes, ma'am.
Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, and the amount that you're returning?
Well, this amount is $91.89, and I'm getting the other one done right now.
Okay, $91.89.
Okay.
Will that be a different cancellation number on the second one?
No, ma'am.
Or the same number? Okay.
But I got to get your account canceled, so can you hold on one moment?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't have to get it canceled, but I want you to stay on the phone while I give you your second refund.
Okay. I appreciate your help.
You're welcome. I'm almost done, ma'am.
It's okay. I'm here.
Okay, and it's done.
Okay, and the second one was for how much?
$92.90.
So I should see two deposits in my account within the next week, one for $91.89 and one for $92.90.
Mm-hmm. And let me add those up together so you can know how much it is and all. You should be looking for $184.79.
$184.79.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
And what was your name again, please?
Crochet.
Thank you very much, dear. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
You have a good day.
You too.